Welcome to Coach Me, the podcast for women who want more. More clarity, more confidence, more you. We're Tanu and Catherine, friends, working moms, businesswomen, and real-life coaching buddies.
Each week, we cut the BS and bring you insights, tools, and truth bombs that help you show up stronger at work, at home, and in life. If we can coach each other through the chaos,
we can coach you too. Welcome back to Coach Me. Today, we're diving into a topic that got such a strong reaction in Tanu's recent webinar, and that's energy. Now, when we think of energy, most of us jump straight to coffee, sugar, or that 3 p.m. chocolate fix. But here's the truth. Your energy isn't just something that comes and goes depending on what you eat or drink. Energy can actually be generated from within. It's about mindset, presence, and how you choose to show up in a given moment. And here's the exciting part. By the end of this episode, we will share some simple tools you can use anytime you want to raise your energy.
Absolutely. Before we dive into the tools, let's pause and define what we really mean by energy. Because, you know, it's not just a buzzword we throw around when we're excited, tired, or need a latte. So in the most basic sense, humans are made of energy. It influences how you think, how you feel, and how you perform. The way we show up isn't just about motivation or willpower. It's about the flow of energy we cultivate and maintain. So when energy is blocked or misdirected, we feel stuck or drained or even overwhelmed. But when it's aligned, we move through challenges more fluidly. We make better decisions and even influence the people around us without saying a word. And that's exactly what we're going to explore today. How to spot your blocks and start moving your energy in a way that actually empowers you. So let's break this down together. I want to talk to you about something that I'm really excited about because every time I bring it up with my clients, it's super fascinating for them. It's the model that was developed by Bruce D. Schneider. He is the founder of IPEC Coaching Institute that I did my coaching certification from. It's called the 7 Levels of Energy. And this is where things start to get really fascinating because it helps you understand that energy isn't just a vague concept. It's scientific and it's a lens through which we see and experience the world. Now think of it like wearing colored glasses, right? If you're wearing blue colored glasses, the world looks blue. If you're wearing red colored glasses, the world looks red. Our energy acts the same way. It colors our thoughts, feelings, and actions. And the way we show up each day, the decisions we make, and even how we interact with others are all influenced by the type of energy we are operating from. The 7 levels of energy breaks energy into 2 main types. There's anabolic energy, which is like the building up force. It fuels growth, creativity, and connection. Think of when you breathe in air and how oxygen supplied blood to all organs. And catabolic energy, on the other hand, is the breaking down force. It drains us and keeps us stuck. But one example from our own body is the catabolic energy of the acid that gets created when the digestion process starts in our body. It breaks down the food, but it's also extremely important function of your body. So both anabolic and catabolic energies are very, very important and they exist for some reason. And within these 2 forms, there are 7 distinct levels of energy, each with its own thoughts, feelings, and actions. Now let's walk through them quickly so you get the picture. Level 1 energy, that is the victim energy. The core thought there is, I am at the effect of life. Nothing is in my control. The core feeling is apathy and indifference. And the action or the result of being in that level of energy is lethargy, unable to take initiative or see options in your situation.
Very interesting. Level 2 energy is conflict energy. The core thought here is struggle and that black and white pattern of thinking. The core feeling behind it is anger, frustration, resentment, you name it. And the action and result of that kind of energy is defiance, resistance, rebellion, or even contempt.
And you'd be surprised to know that this level of energy sounds like a horrible place to be, but it actually moves you to action. A lot of founders out there, they operate from a level 2 energy, wanting to change something due to the frustration or anger behind it. And yeah, before you know it, an idea is born.
Awesome. I love that. So more conflict energy, people.
So level 3 energy is the responsibility energy. This is where it starts to get a little bit anabolic. So level 1 and 2 were both catabolic energies. Level 3 is a mix of catabolic and anabolic. The core thought here is owning your choices and experiences. The core feeling is forgiveness, letting go of resentment. Action and result here would be cooperation towards shared goals. Now, why I say that it's a mix of catabolic and anabolic is it's the energy of taking responsibility and sometimes compromise. So it's helpful to keep moving to higher levels, but there is a mix there of both anabolic and catabolic energies.
Okay. Am I right to assume then we're moving more into the anabolic space now?
Exactly.
Okay. Level 4 is concern energy. The core thought here is caring for yourself and others. The core feeling is around compassion and empathy. And the action or the result here is service, helping others or practicing self-care as well.
Yeah, moms operate from level 4 energy a lot. Caring for others, not so much for self. But you might find people that are very much into self-care and people confuse them with lower levels of energy because they're looking out for themselves and indulging in so much self-care, but that's also level 4 energy. Now, level 5 energy is the energy of reconciliation. It's the win-win energy. The core thought is agreement and understanding beyond judgment. The core feeling is of peace and harmony. And the action and result is acceptance, receiving what is without trying to change it.
Oh, I like that. I can already feel the vibe changing just from saying those words. It feels less combative, less confrontational. Mm-hmm. Level 6, which is the synthesis energy. So the core thought here is seeing unity, synergy, and connection. The core feeling is around joy, that deep, enduring happiness and empathy. And the action or the result of this energy is wisdom, insights, intuition, and that enlightened action.
I love this. It's the energy of flow. You know, when you're creating something and you're in that state of flow, you're in level 6 energy. And a lot of artists that seem like they're disconnected from the world because they're so much into their art or work that they're creating, it's because they're in the energy of flow. The good thing about these energy levels is that once you master your own energy levels, you can literally summon them for yourself.
Let's talk about the final energy level then.
Level 7 energy. That is the non-judgment energy, the energy of objectivity. So the core thought is pure objectivity and freedom from fear. The core feeling is absolute passion and total enthusiasm for life. The action and result is creation, spontaneous manifestation of ideas, innovation, and genius thinking. Now, that's a very hard one to achieve. It's hard to stay in that state with the matrix that we are operating under, the matrix called life. But there are people who stay in it longer, people like Mother Teresa or people, you know, that are a lot into meditation and practice detachment.
I feel like this level 7 energy, I would have a lot more of that meditative state if I wasn't constantly pulled out of my thoughts. The takeaway out of those 7 levels of energy is that we move through most of these levels every day without even realizing it. And some moments we're stuck in a low level catabolic kind of energy, like a level 2 or 3, and other moments we're in a level 5 or 6 and really getting into that flow. And that's exactly what we're going to do next. So dear audience, you're in the right place if you want to raise your energy today. But first, we want to talk about a day in a life to figure out where our energy like ebbs and flows. And later on, we get into some recommendations and on how you can proactively raise your energy levels as well.
Yes. As you go through each part of the day, ask yourself, what energy level am I usually at during that time? What helps me shift up if I'm low? And don't worry, we'll put a simple chart up on our Instagram and TikTok so you can actually see these energy levels and map your own day against them. Okay, let's start with waking up in the morning. On a scale of 1 to 7, where's your energy? Kathy, you want to go first?
Absolutely. To be quite honest, some mornings I am more at that low energy level 2, maybe. Like I wake up stressed already. But there are other mornings where I'm really high energy, where I'm peaceful, blissful, happy, and feel like I can do anything, more that level 5 or 6.
Yeah, it's totally relatable. For me, mornings start at a good level 6. Because I'm a morning workout person and that really gets me going. But as soon as I have to get my daughter up and ready for school, I drop to level 2 or 3 right after my workout.
So what is it about cranky kids in the morning and our energy levels? There is a correlation, clearly.
Oh yeah, big correlation. I bet if we did this exercise with a dad, things would be different.
Constant flow state.
Yeah. And then comes mid-morning. So maybe after emails, some meetings, or your first work sprint. I see a lot of level 3 to 4 energy there. I'm more focused, more alert, and I am capable of collaboration. But if I haven't had a break, I can slip right into level 2. With frustration creeping in, little impatience building up. How is it for you?
Same. Yeah, absolutely same. I tend to cram in way too much and burn myself out in the mornings already. Adding in those breaks in the morning, just a tea break, a brisk dog walk, or a friendly chat. This kind of tiny reset can push me back up into a level 4 straight away. So I'm so much more productive and can keep up that positive energy.
Oh, I love that. I depend on my Apple Watch. It yells at me, time to stand up, time to take a break. Get up, take a walk around the house, if nothing else. But yeah, for me, it's really the infamous afternoon slump. That's kind of where I notice I can drop to a level 2, especially if I'm working too long without moving or I haven't eaten properly. That's when I notice my energy starts to drop to level 2. But if I intentionally take a pause, like a short walk, or I just put some music on, I can really swing back to level 4 or even 5.
Totally. Taking your mind off things. And sometimes just even noticing the slump and naming that energy, that already is enough to help shift it, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's important to really take notice of what energy level you're resonating at. You might be at a level 2. And then something's simmering and you don't realize. And then there's a reaction instead of a response that you regret. So as evening approaches, there is a wind down phase, of course. For me, it's about intentionally stepping into level 5 or 6 energy, doing things that bring peace, connection, or joy, like cooking a nice meal or playing a game with my daughter. Or catching up with our cousins or friends. And it's really not about overloading myself, but it's about the anabolic energy that needs to be restored or replenished in that moment.
Absolutely. I tend to get into that level 2 or 3 energy at the end of the day because I get so stressed trying to wrap up work and prep dinner and get things organized and tidy up and like all those like multitasking So what I'm trying to do is to really consciously shut down work and try to be present in the evening with my daughter and more mindful of the time that I have with her, making that space for connecting with her rather than half listening to her and half still writing an email and watching the food cook. And then once my daughter's in bed and the house is quiet, there's also that time for me where I could just be wandering around the flat with a tea in my hand and just enjoying the quiet time, or having any other types of like rituals, just watching a nice show on Netflix or journaling or reading something or catching up with a friend raises my energy and calms me right before going to bed.
I love that. It reminds me how my level 5 and 6 rituals in the evening were so sacred to me. I have been more in level 2 energy because of missing my own level 5 and 6 wind down routine. Again, being conscious of that and noticing that, you can actually take some actions to improve it.
Yeah, you should always fill your own cup first, right? That's what us moms have to learn, to also keep our rituals, keep our self-care up, or still fit it in and not forget about those type of routines in favor of everyone else's needs.
Yeah, exactly. My own mental peace is also important to me. What's the solution here? So there, that's how the shift happens when you notice and name it.
Totally. And there is one more note I want to extend to the perfectionists amongst us, myself included. This exercise or this example we just showed you, of course, we want to be in a higher level of energy because that's where we create better work, where we have better thoughts, where we feel better, do better. But it isn't about perfection or always reaching the highest level of energy at any moment of the day. Even if you make small shifts, getting out of like a more like out of that victim vibe towards feeling more empowered, that makes a big difference. It's about that mindset shift as well, and empowering yourself more than raising your energy to the highest possible level all the time, because that's just not possible. And that puts a lot of pressure that frustrates you again. And I guess then that loop starts all over again. So it's really not about being in the highest possible levels all the time, but it's about empowering yourself and improving how you feel and how you show up for yourself and others.
Yeah, I mean, you make a good point there. And also the fact that even going in it with a frame of mind of raising the energy levels all the time, because like I said, we need all these different energy levels. Every energy level has its own purpose. It's there to serve you in some way or form.
Absolutely. So now that we've mapped our days and notice where our energy naturally dips, there is the exciting part that you are not stuck in those dips. You can generate energy, you can shift your energy, you can amplify your energy intentionally.
Exactly. You always have a choice, remember that. So here are some practical eye-opening tools you can use when you need an energy lift. Tool number one is name your energy level. I know it sounds simple, but most of us operate on autopilot. We just talked about naming it. So you pause, notice where you are on the energy scale from 1 to 7, and then label it. Just naming it, saying I'm at level 2, conflict energy, it creates awareness and it gives you the choice to shift. It's amazing how quickly it works once you name it.
Another eye-opening tool is the micro anabolic moments. Here, you will look for tiny actions that build energy rather than actions that drain energy. So it could be something like sending a kind note to a colleague or taking a couple of minutes to really taste that tea mindfully, or you're just putting down some little notes of the day, a small win or something you're grateful for. And these moments then stack up. They move you naturally towards higher energy levels. And you know it from these gratitude journals. Write down 4 or 5 things every evening before bed, you know, that you're grateful for, that were positive in your day. And that just stacks up. If you keep that habit, you rewire your brain.
The next one is reframe the narrative. I know it sounds a bit woo, but we do this for our loved ones, for our friends all the time. When they come and tell you, oh, I messed up, you don't tell them, oh yeah, you're so shitty, you messed up. You say, hey, you know, you tried, you did your best. You reframe the situation for them. You ask them, look, you got something out of it. Look, this worked out in the end. Or what's the opportunity in this moment? So ask yourself, what's another way to look at it? Or what can I take responsibility for here? And what can I do better next time? Shifting from catabolic to anabolic thinking by reframing, it helps rewire your perspective and the energy almost instantly.
The fourth tool is the energy sandwich technique. So when you take a low energy moment and layer a brief pause or ritual like breathing or stretching or just taking a quick walk around the block, and then follow it with a deliberate small action towards something meaningful. That is a combination that really moves you, that really moves your energy from feeling stuck to being productive again in minutes.
Because you're tricking your brain by moving physically and not feeling stuck and brooding in one corner. I like that. All right, next one. This is my favorite one, the visual energy check-in. So imagine your energy as a color or shape. Where is it dense? Where is it flowing? Spending even 30 seconds visualizing your energy allows your mind and body to reorganize it, often shifting you to a higher level without the extra effort. Now, if you have trouble getting into the state of presence to do this visualization, here's a mindfulness hack. Start with your eyes closed and rub your thumb and index finger together. Bring your attention to the ridges on your fingers. Slowly and mindfully, rub your thumb along the ridges of your fingerprint. Notice the sensation of the skin's texture as your thumb moves over it. By bringing your awareness to a specific, subtle, tactile thing, you can interrupt distracting thoughts and anchor yourself in the present moment. These aren't just feel-good exercises. They're practical, doable, and scalable throughout your day. The key really is in noticing your current energy and then choosing to move it rather than letting your circumstances dictate it.
Exactly that. And the more you practice those micro shifts, the easier it gets to stay in that higher anabolic energy level, even during stressful or really draining moments.
Remember, energy isn't just what you consume, it's what you create.
Absolutely. And the more you practice noticing your energy levels, the more power you will then have to shift them. And
that's a wrap.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Coach Me. Got a question or something you want us to coach through? Slide into our DMs or drop us a message. We might feature it on the next episode.
And hey, don't forget to hit follow. Your future self will thank you. Just one more quick note. Everything we share here is based on our own experiences and coaching tools. It's not medical or mental health advice. So if you're struggling or need support, please reach out to a qualified professional. You've got this and we've got you. See you next time on Coach Me.
That's it.